The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, ladies and gentlemen, 12th day of March 2021. And I was out yesterday. I ripped a muscle and partially tore a tendon in my right arm. So if you hear me today making weird sounds, it's because I moved my arm and I am in an immense amount of pain. But it doesn't look like this is going away anytime soon, so I'll try to keep my right arm isolated. Is it masked up as well? I'll keep it isolated, and we'll just go from... But if you hear weird stuff, it's nobody screwing around. It's just me wincing in pain. But that's okay. Keith Rogers. Hello, Keith. How are you?
Bien. You too?
You too?
Hola, amigo. Bienvenidos, Estados Unidos.
Sorry, no hablé that crap, man, and I'm here in Texas. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing fine, except my knees are killing me, and I'm not even a U.S. politician.
Oh, well. Okay. And Did you see what Veritas Project has put out? You're a video and clip sort of a guy. Have you seen what James O'Keefe came out with?
No, I didn't see that one, John. I've been following this other story down there in Australia.
And which story might that be, sir?
Well, they've had a massive outbreak after this COVID vaccinations there. They said it was mild symptoms, but there's quite a few hospitalizations after this. What was it, the USS Sydney? Or what do you call it? They call it, HAAS Sydney.
Okay. So they're getting sick from taking the jab?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I you know, I've got some news about that, these stories here. With, there is a, it seems like there's a heck of a fight between these big pharmaceutical companies and who gets the money in there. It's kind of like that Pfizer video you played tonight, where they're basically holding everyone hostage. I mean, it's who's got skin in the game on this one.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's rather fascinating. I posted a story on republicbroadcasting.org that 9 European countries have said we're stopping the flu shot.
And Africa is doing the same thing. They're going to go with herbs and stuff.
Well, bless their little hearts, seeing how they were the test subjects for the HIV stuff.
Well, remember Kissinger and his quotes about the depopulation of Africa. And I should add on that, I've got a clip on that if I wanted to play it, but remember Brzezinski when he talked about it was easier to control the people rather than kill a million people, but now it's inherently easier to kill than control. And I think this is, you know, when a guy looks at all the protests that were breaking out around the world, whether it was the Yellow Vest and stuff like that, then suddenly this virus comes out and all the streets are emptied. Talk about timing.
Well, let's play the clip here. This is Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Now, understand that back, this was filmed. This is, well, let me just read the cap here. O'Keefe of Project Veritas published a video of Mark Zuckerberg, himself filmed in July of 2020, apparently discussing vaccines in a way that get his claims removed from his own page. As the social media platform is censoring so-called false claims about COVID-19 and COVID-19 vaccines. But he, and I'm quoting him, "But I do just want to make sure that I share some caution on this, because we don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA. He was talking about this last July." Uh-oh. Inside information? Yeah, I would say so. Here's Mark Zuckerberg, and I do believe it's the follow-up in November, and he was talking to Dr. Fauci. Here's the clip.
I do just want to make sure that I share some caution on this, because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA.
DNA is inherent in your own nucleus cell.
We just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people.
Last week, Facebook announced they are, quote, expanding their efforts to remove false claims on Facebook and Instagram about COVID-19, COVID-19 vaccines, and vaccines in general during the pandemic. Even the New York Times covered the story. Let's take a look at Facebook's most updated COVID-19 vaccine policy. It says, quote, "We want to make sure that our policies help to protect people from harmful content regarding COVID-19 and vaccines." But the real kicker is right here in the policy, where Facebook says it would remove any content that, quote, claims the COVID-19 vaccine changes people's DNA. Well, we just got a new leaked tape from Zuckerberg himself, the CEO of Facebook, basically violating his own code of conduct. He would be censored on the platform today for what he said. Let's take a listen.
"But I do just want to make sure that I share some caution on this, because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA to directly encode in a person's DNA and RNA, basically the ability to produce those antibodies, and whether that causes other mutations or other risks downstream. So there's work on both paths of vaccine development."
That was from Facebook's internal weekly Q&A meeting in July 2020. So when Zuckerberg said, quote, "basically, the vaccine is modifying people's DNA," it seems pretty clear modifying is synonymous with changing. Again, Zuckerberg would be banned from Facebook for saying this. In fact, this video of me showing the CEO of Facebook talking might be banned because he is violating Facebook's policy. Seems a little bit hypocritical, don't you think? But then Zuckerberg, on November 30th, in a public live stream Q&A with White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, appears to somewhat change his tune. He asks Fauci about the vaccines and their effect on DNA or RNA.
"And just to clear up one point, I mean, my understanding is that these vaccines do not modify your DNA or RNA. So I think that's just an important point to clarify. If I'm getting anything wrong here, of course, correct me. But but just to make that clear.
No. First of all, DNA is inherent in your own nucleus cell. Sticking in anything foreign will ultimately get cleared."
"Good. Well, I'm glad we can clear that up."
Yeah, I'm glad we could clear that up. It's unclear what is on Zuckerberg's mind or what's in his heart on the subject of the COVID vaccine. Isn't it interesting that Zuckerberg can vastly involve his thinking on the subject of vaccines, going as far as to caution his own staff, but as soon as he's made up his mind, or appears to have made up his mind on the topic, he disallows the almost 3 billion Facebook users to do the same. Rules for thee, but not for me. The irony is, under their own community standards, they say they want people to, quote, discuss, debate, and share their personal experiences, opinions, and views as it pertains to the pandemic. But how do you, quote, discuss or debate something if you can't even share opposing views, or even facts, or even Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's own statements? Now, I'm not here to tell you my opinion or give you my thoughts on the vaccine. I want to be clear about that. But it is clear that Zuck is not living up to his own book of rules. What happened to free speech? And who is on this Facebook oversight board? Who makes all of their policy decisions? You heard Nick Clegg in that leaked phone call talk about that. Talk about how that they make decisions in real time.
Mark, I'm very clear about that, that ideally we wouldn't be taking these decisions on our own. We would be taking these decisions in line with and in conformity with democratically agreed rules and principles. And at the moment, those democratically agreed rules don't exist. We still have to take decisions in real time.
Why do they get to determine what we can or can't say as it pertains to our health? We would know none of this, but not for the fact that we have a brave Facebook insider that continues to leak and transmit videotape of Facebook executives to Project Veritas. It's not that the insider is betraying Mark Zuckerberg. It's that Mark Zuckerberg is betraying what Facebook ought to stand for.
And here's a guy that stole it from a couple of college roommates, made it his own, and yeah. And then was helped by the government. Was it the CIA that helped him with that? Do you know? Is he still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you hear me?
No, say it again. I couldn't believe I was reading a story here, but go ahead.
I was asking
I'm sorry, John.
No, I was asking you, Zuckerberg stole this from the idea from some college roommates, did his own little twist on it. That became Facebook. And I hear that he got the funding funneled to him through the CIA, since you're
DARPA. DARPA.
DARPA?
Yeah, DARPA.
Okay.
I mean, this is why you remember Donald Trump was trying. What was that, 230, whatever it is that Trump was trying to pass to regulate these big tech industries? I have that clip from Bill Moyer interviewing someone that used to audit all these government accounts, and within that, he found that there are 400,000 firms working for the United States government who works with Silicon Valley. And that's why when you go to post something on the internet, they instantly know what it is, and they kill it.
Well, we're not going to have to, Keith, we're not going to have to worry about that too much longer, at least in our circles. And we're hoping that many people will join us because, you know, chit-chatting and communicating and First Amendment kind of free speech things, you know, when you try to limit that or you eliminate it, that forms a vacuum. And, well, we all know that vacuums don't last long. Something else comes in, and we're going to come in to that arena. And, you know, they could, here's what we talk about RNA and DNA and, you know, the ladder of the human genome and all of this stuff. Now, Keith, did you ever have the thought that what they're going to end up with, they're deplatforming all the thinkers off of Facebook and Twitter and other social media. Do you think it had ever occurred to them that they're going to end up with the less than stellar people? In other words, the stinkers and not the thinkers?
Well, see, I mean, this is kind of like myself growing up in Las Vegas. You know, all the showrooms and stuff. What they could say back then in the 70s and 80s and all that, or even the 60s, would not be allowed today. It would be offensive to someone. And then today we have this cancel culture. And I think this – you remember Black Lives Matter and Antifa? Their platforms were pulled on behest of the U.S. government to Facebook and stuff like that. So this is no different than the CIA using these paramilitary groups around the world. And then once they're used up to where they need to, they're demonized, deemed a terrorist group, and then they're turned on. And this is the same thing here. BLM and Antifa was used. They got their agenda through to oust Trump. And now they're being swept by the wayside. Remember, BLM demanded for over a month to talk to the Democrats, and they wouldn't even talk to them.
Well, many of these very same cities that have said, yes, we're going to defund the police, guess what they're not doing? They're not defunding the police. because these asshat politicians, the local group, you know, think it's a good idea. You know, and we're seeing shades of that here in Texas with the COVID-19 thing. Governor comes out and says, okay, as of March 10th, we're not going to make masks mandatory or the hand washing or the social distancing. You know, if you still want to do it, that's fine, but we're not mandating it as a state. And here in Round Rock, the stores that I've been going into, because that's the first question out of my mouth, why are you still wearing masks? Well, it's up to the individual businesses, and, you know, we can't force you to wear a mask. They couldn't force you before, but they'd sure make a big stink. They'd even call the cops on you if you wouldn't get out of their building. And but I've been running into people, talking with them, looking for the people that don't have the mask. And the people that I've talked to, they're now starting to come out of the woodwork. Most of the people I've talked to, there's just confide in me that, well, I've never worn the mask, and I don't believe this, and it's a lie, and it's a scam. And I'm listening to this, and I'm going, okay, then why am I still seeing masked up people? That's because these damn businesses down here are still following the policies put out supposedly by their science people, you know, the health experts. And the only thing they're doing, Keith, is just funneling the crap that the Faucis and the likes are putting out. Not based in any science whatsoever.
Well, speaking of that, I sent a file over to Mike there. It's a short file. It's, you know, with Governor Cuomo, I don't care about his sex life because this is a diversion of what he did to all the elderly by moving them all to these old folks' homes. As a matter of fact, if you look at the West in general, Australia, UK, most of the deaths all happened in all these elderly homes. But this clip here is a really short one of Governor Cuomo. You want to play that there, Mike?
Go ahead.
You know, we keep talking about government, government, government. This is not a government control issue. It doesn't really matter what laws we put out because government can't enforce any of these laws, right? We have a regulation. You must wear a mask. How do I make 19 million people wear a mask? I can't. I couldn't make that one fella who I ran into wear a mask, right?
Everything we're doing is basically voluntary on behalf of people, right? State government, local government, federal government doesn't have the power to enforce stay-at-home orders. If 19 million people said, I'm going out today, they would go out.
That's it.
That's it?
That's it. Well, I mean, they don't have the power. I mean, a government is there to protect your freedoms and also your liberties,
well,
as well as your rights.
But they've expanded that. Their job is also to keep you safe. How do you think they're doing on that front? Let me see.
I look back to those so-called terror alerts of 9/11, and now we have the variants. You know, a new variant here, a new terror level alert. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And, of course, we have Mr. Ray coming out and saying that, Antifa and BLM, they weren't the problem in Washington, D.C. It was the white supremacists and the militias out there. And then on the heels of that, I think it was 5 to 6 days after that, I guess to further bolster why they've got troops on the ground with razor wires surrounding the Capitol building is, we've got Iranian militia in Washington, D.C. preparing to attack. And I'm listening to this and I'm going, my God, you know, enough of this crap. But, oh, by the way, so Zuckerberg back in July of 2020 is talking about the mRNA. Well, let's go back a couple of more years. Let's go back to Dr. Tal Sachs, the chief medical officer at Moderna, and he explained in a 2017 TED Talk how the company's mRNA vaccine was how it's designed to work. Now, folks, remember, we didn't have COVID-19 until, what, November of last year? Kind of, sort of, and it maybe didn't come out of China. Maybe Fauci and his money that he drug over there. I don't know. Maybe it was a bribe. I don't know. But let's hear what Tel Sachs has to say after the break.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Can we dance when our earth is turning? How do we sleep while our beds are burning? How can we dance when
now, understand, folks, that what we were told is the vaccines are safe. There's no problem. There's minimal side effects. I have story after story after story posted on the website. Just recently, a 39-year-old, I do believe she was a cosmetic surgery assistant, 39-year-old, when she got her second jab, she dropped dead. Over in England, they're modifying, telling pregnant women, if you're pregnant, don't take the vaccine. Well, here's Dr. Tal Zaks, Z-A-K-S, he's the chief medical officer at Moderna, and he explained back in 2017 how this works. And we're full of crap if we try to post it on Facebook or Twitter, but this is coming from one of the horse's ass's mouths, but I guess that doesn't count.
So I started my professional life about 30 years ago as a nurse in the pediatric intensive care unit. And I remember this one infant, let's call him Jonathan, who came in really, really ill. Seemed to have a rare genetic defect, but in those days, gene diagnosis was still in its infancy, so we couldn't really figure out what's wrong with him. And in the years since, As I've trained as a physician scientist, we've been living this phenomenal digital and scientific revolution. And I'm here today to tell you that we're actually hacking the software of life and that it's changing the way we think about prevention and treatment of disease. So here's all the biology you need to know in 30 seconds. Our body is made out of organs. Our organs are made out of cells. And in every cell, there's this thing called messenger RNA, or mRNA for short, that transmits the critical information from the DNA, our genes, to the protein, which is really the stuff we're all made out of. This is the critical information that determines what a cell will actually do. And so we think of it like an operating system. And it's not just in every cell of our body, it's actually in every cell of every organism alive. It's the same thing. And so, if you could actually change that, which we call the software of life, if you could introduce a line of code or change a line of code, it turns out that has profound implications for everything from the flu to cancer. And I'm going to demonstrate that with three short examples. Let's start with the flu. So many of us get a vaccine. What is a vaccine? It is an injection in our arm where we get bits and pieces of the virus, the proteins, and that teaches our immune system to recognize the virus, and so when we get infected, we're not sick. Now imagine if instead of giving the protein, we would give the instructions on how to make the protein, how the body can make its own vaccine. That's an mRNA vaccine, and here's what it looks like from the cell. So the traditional approach has protein floating around your cells. An mRNA vaccine approach has the cells themselves in your own body making the vaccine. What's more alarming, a stranger prowling the neighborhood or somebody who just broke into your ground floor and tripped the alarm? That's what happens with an mRNA vaccine. You've tripped the alarm wire, and now the cell is dialing 911. It's calling the police at the same time as it's making the protein and saying, that's the bad guy. That's how an mRNA vaccine works. And for the last several years, we've shown this actually works in a whole multitude of animal models. Earlier this year, we published the first actual study in people. And it actually works in people. We took a group of volunteers and injected them with a messenger RNA vaccine against a variant of flu, influenza. And all of these volunteers got the immune response we were hoping to see. The side effect profile was pretty benign, what you would see with any normal type vaccine. So we've proven the principle. This actually can work. It works in people. And now we're going to be developing a whole slew of vaccines against diseases for which we don't have one. So that's infectious disease. Now, for the second example, let's talk for a minute about cancer. Horrible disease. Cancer has affected the lives of many of us and will affect the lives of many more of us as we age. The problem with cancer at the cellular level is that the DNA is screwed up. You've got these mutations, and this screwed up DNA leads up to screwed up information that makes screwed up protein. And so the cell loses control. Now, how do you figure out what is actually screwed up? Well, you got to figure out the whole sequence, right? It took us decades and billions of dollars to sequence the human genome. And we've done that. We achieved that in 2003. And now we're less than 15 years later, and it takes us a week. And we can do it for every patient. So now we can go and figure out what exactly is screwed up in a patient, and we can use that information to make a vaccine. We take that information, say a patient with lung cancer, and we take the biopsy, we figure out the sequence, we figure out their immune system, and that all becomes information. It goes up in the cloud into a bioinformatic algorithm and then automatically makes a vaccine that we administer into their normal tissue, into the muscle, to try and wake up their immune system. Now, the challenge, of course, is that every person's cancer is different. Mutations happen by random chance. And so to do this, you have to make it personalized. So this is me. But if every patient is different, what we're going to have to do is make a personalized cancer vaccine for every patient. And that's exactly what we've started to do. Every patient gets a vaccine that's based on the sequence in their own tumor. So when we started to do this a couple years ago, my CEO stopped by one evening and said, "Tal, I get the idea, but is this going to work?" And I said, look, Stefan, I don't know, but we've got all the pieces to try and answer the question, so we should try. And today I can tell you that I still don't know if it's going to work, but I know we're able to actually run the experiment. Earlier this week, the first patient was treated with a personalized cancer vaccine we made just for her. Thank you. So in the months and years to come, we will know the answer of whether we can actually wake the immune system against somebody's cancer with a personalized cancer vaccine. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Now, Keith, I'm a little surprised here, because there has been testing. They have been playing around with this for a number of years. And now they picked on the COVID-19. Oh, this is going to kill millions, to try to sell it to the public. And a lot of governments and the public bought into it. But were they told that this is modifying your DNA?
I have a conspiracy on all this, but remember the World Bank paid off those 190-some-odd countries to shut down all this stuff. You know, one thing that always has caught my eye is that PCR test was looking for chromosome 8, which was intelligence and also cancer. If you remember the FunVax video on YouTube from Bill Gates talking about the God gene that was being sprayed over in Afghanistan to remove what they called radical Islam, and that was all done through their MRI studies and stuff like that. And then, of course, the God gene comes into there. It's like they're trying to de-spiritualize. Well, this is that part of that New World Order stuff, that one world religion, you know. But what gets me about this whole thing is if you have a PCR test, you have a chain of HIPAA evidence, or don't you? And where do those results go into whom? And then, of course, when you call up to, say, renew a pharmacy, a prescription like that, it talks to you about scheduling your COVID-19 gene therapy, you know, alleged vaccine, you know. So what gets me is the darker side there is, again, darker, because why is one of those vials darker in color and the other one is lighter? So it makes me wonder, is there something different within those? And I only bring that up as to the fact that, like over in South Africa, like those who have rejected these said vaccines, it says in one of the statements there that as the coronavirus clings on, reasserting itself in countries like the UK and US, the hopes and fears of politicians, scientists, and the rest of humanity center on relatively small number of vaccines currently in development. But then it goes on to say, according to the World Health Organization, there are 182 vaccines being worked on, but right now only 9 are currently being evaluated for final phase 3 human trials. Why so many vaccines? So is this that experimentation he was talking about where they could tweak it for each individual? And again, are they sharing your medical information to the point of when you go to get your, well, if you did get a vaccine, that it's scheduled, do they pop out one of these certain vials? And I say that because over in Africa, Carl had sent me this information earlier, where they had received these vaccines, but they were marked for UK and Europe distribution only. And so they rejected them. So, again, are these targeted vaccines?
Well, and again, this was all pre-planned. We know that. Uh-huh. They have been working on this for a very long time. You're now hearing the very people that were involved with these vaccines, and they're really not a vaccine. And we're now starting to get a clearer picture here, but yet it continues. Now, if you told people that, wait a minute, COVID-19 wasn't real. There's over 200 different variants of the coronavirus, common cold, you name it.
Right.
And the government is asking you to take, quote-unquote, this vaccine, which really isn't a vaccine, this is going to alter your DNA within your cell. Now, if people were told that, do you think they'd be lining up,
no,
Keith, to take this vaccine? I don't think so,
no,
either.
No, no.
You know, why is Pfizer, you know, bullying, literally bullying nations to put up collateral for the lawsuits they know are coming? Because these side effects and death is real from these quote-unquote vaccines.
Yep.
You know, this is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. Now, I've seen some strange stuff in my life, Keith. Strange stuff. Unfortunately, we're getting thinkers that are also stinkers coming in from California. Around here in Central Texas, folks, houses are going for $150,000, $175,000 over value. And I am starting to see the California and Massachusetts. Oh, my God, every time I see one of these plates, I'm just holding my breath going, I wonder what the hell is being carried around in that vehicle. And you know what I'm going to do? We've got the bumper sticker store that we're still running their ads, and I'm going to have them run off a bunch. And this is for you Texans, okay? I'm not doing this for any other state. I'm not going to get into 49 other states. But for Texas, we're going to make up a nice bumper sticker, and you can pick them up, and whenever you see one of these foreigners coming into Texas, you can place this on their back window or the back bumper of their car. It's only going to have two words on it. Respect Texas. That's it. Respect Texas. Now, a lot of these people coming in, they're just as brain screwed as other Texans are and many other people. Roger Landry and I were talking about this, Keith, and, you know, it's incredible that people do not, still to this day, do not understand their perception is being managed through the media, of which they've done a fine job telling you to get the jab, telling you to get the vaccine. Oh, it's important that you get the vaccine. Oh, it's important that you shelter in. Oh, it's important that you distance. Wear 10 masks. And when you die of oxygen deprivation, we're just going to toe tag you as, yep, COVID. It's a COVID death.
Well, let me ask you this, John.
Yes.
Out of all the, I don't watch TV, but I do catch a couple clips on YouTube and stuff. But out of all the media coverage on this, do you see any media sitting down and talking about the adverse stuff?
Absolutely not.
Well, so I have a short clip here that I'd like to play. It's that Webb Pompeo one, and you know it, what did Rahm Emanuel say, that you know, that never let a good crisis go to waste?
That's right.
Yeah. So I mean, one thing is to push this new world order. You need an agenda to do it, and of course, lockdowns and everything else like that. So out of doing that, you're kicking off two things. You're getting the capitulation of the people to live in fear, just like they did on 9/11, to where you sit there cowering in front of your TV,
mm-hmm.
And then of course you supply the in that case it was the war on terror, and we know what that has related to. But if Michael, go ahead and play that clip there. It's only 2 minutes long, about 2 minutes long there, but you'll get more of what's coming out of this whole thing. If you want to do that, Mike.
Go ahead, fire away, Mike.
For coronavirus, don't look into the fact that Fort Belvoir, an American, a sergeant from Fort Belvoir, that's the intelligence command, that's INSCOM, that's just over the river here in Virginia. That's the first person that's infected with coronavirus in where? Wuhan, China. Huh. Now, how could that be? How could an intelligence officer from Fort Belvoir, which is in the intelligence command, be the first person that's infected with the coronavirus? Well, it's called the World Games. The World Games is like an Olympics. It's a huge thing. Mark Kulak did an excellent special on this. It's very much like any other Olympic-type ceremony, with all the pageantry and all the light shows and all that sort of thing. Huge thing. And it's a perfect, again, these athletic events are perfect covers to then do sidebar conversations and planning for operations. Now, again, I'm not saying that coronavirus is a series of five viruses planned to be attacking Donald Trump sequentially as he knocks down each virus. I'm not saying it's whack-a-mole. I'm not saying that this is a bioweapon. I'm just saying that if you look at the metadata, it starts with an American Army intelligence officer from Fort Belvoir. There's no doubt about this, okay? He's there in October for the World Games before the outbreak. He's the patient number one or patient zero. And in any kind of troubleshooting or getting to the root cause analysis, you start with patient zero. You start with patient one, and that is where it starts. It starts, patient one is Fort Belvoir, intelligence army officer sergeant, who starts this whole thing off.
This is not about retribution. This matters going forward. We're in a live exercise here to get this right. We need to make sure that even we're in a live exercise here to get this right. We're in a live exercise here to get this right.
Do you agree with Donald Trump's chief of staff Mulvaney that the coronavirus is the hoax of the day?
The State Department is doing everything it can to protect American citizens around the world.
Do you believe coronavirus is the hoax?
I'm not going to comment on what others say.
I'm just asking you, do you believe the coronavirus is a hoax?
I'm just telling you what the Secretary of State's doing.
Do you believe the coronavirus is a hoax?
We're working to keep people safe.
You can't even answer that question.
Yeah.
It's just it's not even a gotcha question. Do you believe the coronavirus is a hoax?
It's a gotcha moment. It's not useful.
Is the coronavirus a hoax? Can you just answer that question?
We're taking it seriously. This is a
right.
This
are you,
is serious.
At 12:15 today, are you in fact yourself speaking at CPAC? At 12:15 today, are you speaking?
Yes, I am. I'm planning.
All right. So you can only give 2 hours to this bipartisan group of members of Congress, and instead of answering questions on life and death issues from a bipartisan group of America's representatives, you're going to go talk to a special interest group.
Yes.
You, sir, represent all Americans, not a special interest group. It is shameful. You can't even answer basic questions. I yield back.
Well, see, so to kick this off, remember, this is all devised by the World Bank. Who's financing it? The Fed, the central banks. I mean, this is the biggest psyop in the history of mankind. And again, with the World Bank paying off all those 190 some odd countries to shut down, this is to usher in the new global digital currency, all this stuff mm-hmm. like that, you know. And people don't realize it. And like I say, they've deleted the flu. You no longer get the flu. And like I mentioned the other day, why haven't they removed all these cold stuff off the shelves and these stores and stuff? As well as, you know, if people were into investing, you should have got into plastics and also those little floor decals for 6 feet and stuff like that. Imagine the money that make right now, you know?
Well, look at the concerted effort. And this was clue number one, that the corporations and companies of America, and not only here in America, but around the world, they were getting ready. They were having their little stickers made and all of what you just said, Keith. It was well coordinated along with the media drumming into your head every day that millions of people are going to die. And, you know, I was talking with a gentleman that is pretty close to my age, had his young daughter with him. And we were talking about stuff today while we were waiting in a donut line at world famous Round Rock Donuts. Gave them a plug. But at any rate, he told me, he said, I haven't worn a mask. He said, this is all crap. I said, how did you find that out? He says, well, first of all, it's coming from the government. And anytime the government says anything, I always cock an eyebrow and then do diligence and start to drill into it. Because chances are it's either a lie, or the truth has been bent so much it might as well be a lie. But he says, you know, I've got a healthy distrust of my government, which has turned on its own people. His words, not mine. And he doesn't listen to RBN. I gave him a card. I said, now, you want to know, we'll give you the gory details on how they're destroying your life. You might want to tune in. He says, I'm sure going to do that. And this is what has been lacking. And Keith, you know, I had a woman call me up, Wednesday. And she's a very nice lady. She's from Arkansas. But she started in with the, gosh, you know, how are we supposed to fight this? And I'm telling you, I have less and less patience with people sitting there, stewing in their own juices, going round in circles, whipping themselves up into a froth that all is lost, oh my God. And I am not, to be honest with you, Keith, I'm not putting up with the crap anymore. Because I'll tell you what this does. It sucks the energy out of the room. It sucks the energy out of other people. Oh, woe is us, we're all done. Well, you know, if you're done, well, sit down and just shut up. Because all the things that mankind has done, some of it not so good, some of it pretty good, but we are what we are. We're social creatures. We're emotionally based creatures. You know, not just a fight or flight. No, we got a whole range of emotions. And what we do is we pretty much follow the herd, okay? The herd mentality. Yes. Or what everybody else is doing, well, I guess I'll do the same thing. And we saw part of that with the COVID-19 mask up, you know, wash your hands, social distance, and all that stuff. Where were they getting their information? They weren't smart enough to go to alternative sources. They were listening to mainstream. They were reading the mainstream publications. They were listening to their evening snooze. And they were basing their decisions based on faulty information. Now, for that, I'll somewhat give them a pass. But
that was the purpose of the lockdowns.
Exactly. And yeah. I'm just, it's bugged me for the last couple of days, you know, that I stepped real hard on this lady, but I had to. Because anybody that's going to sit there and say that we cannot do our own reset, our own restart of the Republic, it's already been built. Yeah, it's rapidly falling apart. Yeah, I'll give you that. The infrastructure, the society, the culture, the economy. Yeah, I get all that. But it was created, folks. Our constitutional republic was created. And many have argued, Keith, over the years, and I've heard all the arguments, well, it was done by a bunch of stodgy old farts that had skin in the game, and this wasn't written for the people. Well, I'll beg to differ for you, and many other people who listen to the network, because had they kept the original tenets of the Constitution, and this was the rule book for the government. This was the thou shalt not list. Okay? The first 10 amendments of the Constitution, ironically, mirrored in number the 10 commandments. And I'm sure that was no accident. But they've got in there and they've screwed around with it for all of these years. Introduced commercial law, this, that, and the other. 1871, I'm not going to get down that rabbit hole. Most of the listeners to this network know exactly what I'm talking about. But the time now is to take action. And folks, this, I even hate to use the term because it's an understatement. This is a target-rich environment. If you want to sit there and say, how do we fight these people? If you don't know how, start going online. Start looking and mirroring what other people are doing. You're fresh out of ideas. You've been cornered. You don't know how to fight. Well, you better learn pretty damn quick because they're going to thump you to death and bury you without even raising an eyebrow. And Keith, it saddens me that the most independent, the most rugged people, the people that weren't victims, that they were builders, they were innovators, they were thinkers that went on to build this country, you know, from sea to shining sea. And now that it's falling apart due to some nasty politics and the New World Order and their global elite, all right, then now people are saying, oh, well, we can't fight them. They're going to win. I just want to scream at the top of my lungs, shut up. You are never going to win a battle in any war if you sit down before the battle and go, well, I'm done.
Yeah, I carry in my truck bunch of stuff for the police when I see them, showing them exactly how the drugs are coming in here, how it's financed, all this stuff, the banks behind it. And now I've took to that with the, since we have cell phones and an SD card, I stick all my videos on the SD card and I can sit there and I can show people when you don't have Wi-Fi service, everything like that, you get it on your phone. Let them see for themselves of the of their own politicians conspiring against them.
People don't, they don't think that's possible. You know,
well, government would never do that.
Oh, no, exactly. Our politicians, you know, they're not perfect. They make mistakes. They make error in judgment. You know, I'm not looking for the government to be perfect. No, I'm not asking them to be perfect either, because human beings aren't perfect. If human beings aren't perfect, how can it ever produce anything that is perfect? But when they set out to destroy our freedom, our liberty, our independence, everything, when they're doing this, Keith, is it too strong of a word to call that treason?
No, I have a comment after the break here about
very good. We'll continue. We'll also open up the lines. This is the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen. Keith Rogers is riding shotgun with me. We'll be back. Must come down.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
By the way, I was asked, thank you, LBJ, Philly. He sent in $500 cash, and I was asked to acknowledge we got his $500. And yes, we'll send you out five extra large T-shirts. We had those, and they were sent out today. So thank you, Bill. I appreciate that very much. And by the way, for a $100 donation. I was able to order mugs today, the RBN mugs, white mugs with our logo on it. Beautiful. So that is also in the mix now. We're able to offer you T-shirt or a mug for a $100 donation. And we do appreciate those that are taking part in this because we sure do need the funds. And folks, I promise you, I am not sitting here in stasis. I'm not in a static position. We are expanding and building, and we're not going to quit, ever. Help us in our endeavor here. And I want to thank people that have been participating, have been donating. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Over to you, Keith.
All right, so the way I view things like that is, it's like right now in Texas, right now, you have your governor down there that is attacking Gab, Greg Abbott there, talking about he's fighting anti-Semitism, right?
Right.
The problem with what most Americans don't realize is, well, here, Mike, can you play that clip on BB, and I'll tell you when to stop.
Saddam is hell-bent on achieving atomic bombs, atomic capabilities as soon as he can. There is no question whatsoever that Saddam is seeking and is working and is advancing towards the development of nuclear weapons. No question whatsoever. And there is no question that once he acquires it...
All right, so, you know, when you point out things... We see recently, like the video of Pelosi saying that the White House basically could crumble and she'll still support Israel. What we can witness today is what has been done abroad with the killing of millions. And now they've upped that Iraqi war debt to over what the U.S. troop loss was in Vietnam. They've finally come out with that.
What they come out with?
I'd scroll down my thing here and get you the thing here, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, we were told, it's about 3,000 soldiers.
No, it was closer to 57,000. It says, but according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, a total amount of 73,846 U.S. soldiers have died in Iraq since the beginning of the occupation.
73,000. That's just Iraq.
Okay, yeah, so upon lies about that, now if you quote something like that on, say, one of these other platforms like Facebook, well, you can lose your account for doing that. It's labeled as anti-Semitism because you would target Bibi.
Oh.
And then we have all these laws passed about anti-Semitism and stuff like that. No, these are just factual news things. And so when you can say that because of that lie, not only were over a million Iraqis killed, but now look at the number of U.S. soldiers and... the disabled. So, more on that right after the break. Okay?
Yeah. And Roger Landry will be joining us after the top of the hour break as well. Oh, boy. A happy, happy Friday. Joy, joy feelings and happy, happy thoughts. All restaurants will be Taco Bell. It's time to break out of this matrix, folks. Yeah, it's the Great Reset. It's called The Constitutional Republic is Alive and Well. Although beaten and battered a little bit, still alive and still well and making a very strong comeback. Commies and socialists and world bankers, watch out. Top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.